My name is Thurgood.
Hi, Thurgood.
Hi. I'm here today because I'm addicted to marijuana.
You in here for some marijuana? Marijuana? Man, this is some bullshit.
Marijuana is not a drug. I used to suck dick for coke.
I seen him.
Now that's an addiction, man. You ever suck some dick for marijuana?
Huh?
No, I can't say I have.
I didn't think so.
Y saca un papelillo, me prepara un cigarrillo y una china pa' canuto de hachís. Saca ya la china tron, venga ya esa china tron, quémame la china tron. Saca un papelillo, me prepara un cigarrillo y una china pa' canuto de hachís. Saca ya la china tron, venga ya esa china tron, quémame la china tron. No hay chinas hoy. No hay chinas hoy. Yo me preparo un cigarrillo y una china pa'l canuto de hachís. Saca ya la china tron, venga ya esa china tron, quémame la china tron. Saca un papelillo, me preparo un cigarrillo y una china pa'l canuto de hachís. Saca ya la china tron, venga ya esa china tron, quémame la china tron. No hay chinas, no hay chinas hoy. No hay chinas, no hay chinas hoy. Legalización de calidad y barato. Legalización, basta de prohibición. Legalización de calidad y barato. Legalización, basta de prohibición. ¡Arriba! Ni en Tirso de Molina, ni en Vallecas, ni siquiera en Chamberí. Y yo quiero una china tron, dame ya esa china tron, saca ya la china tron. Sin cortarme un pelo, yo quiero mi caramelo, voy corriendo buscando a mi amigo Ali. Pásame una china tron, yo quiero una china tron, una posturita tron. No chinas, no chinas soy. No chinas, no chinas soy. Legalización,
cannabis,
de calidad y barato. Legalización,
cannabis,
basta de prohibición. De prohibición.
Legalización.
Cannabis.
De calidad y barato. Legalización.
Cannabis.
Basta de prohibición. Legalización.
Cannabis.
De calidad y barato. Legalización.
Cannabis.
Basta de prohibición.
Two holidays coming up. Earth Day. Earth Day, people. Earth Day. Liberals love Earth Day. That's Wednesday. And the other holiday is 420. Now, do... Oh. Okay. Do all you panelists know what 420 is?
I'm a little okay. Shaky on that.
Let me explain it to you, Joe.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank God.
Now, it's...
I'll man up here. No, I don't.
Really? Okay. Some years ago, there was a bunch of stoners at some high school, I think it was in California, who got high every day at 4:20 in the afternoon, much like the way the English drink tea at 4.
You didn't know that one?
My people drink bourbon at 5.
Okay. So then 4:20, April 20th, became kind of a stoner holiday. And we are trying to get this to be a real holiday. If you go on HBO, our HBO website, HBO.com, there's a link there to change.org, and you can try to do that. And you know, since 24 states now have marijuana being legal in some form, we think it should be a real holiday.
You could get a Hallmark card for it, for sure.
It's more worthy than Columbus Day. Why should we celebrate that racist psychopath? So, I think non-stoners may not realize that we stoners on 420, it's just like any other holiday. We have rituals, we have family over, we exchange gifts, we have decorations,
and I'm sorry,
we sing songs.
What happens on Stoner Day? You just don't do anything? Is that
celebrate?
No, we read 'Twas the Night Before 420. Would you like to hear?
Yes.
"'Twas the night before 420, and all through the crib, not a creature was stirring, not even..." Did you hear something? Is the door locked? "I was wearing a t-shirt and shorts from the gym. I just settled down to watch Adult Swim. The bowls were all packed and the vapes with great care, in the hopes Willie Nelson soon would be there. When from out in the yard came a crash and a bellow, whatever it was harching my mellow. And what to my wandering eyes should appear? It was a tall circus clown molesting a deer. No, wait, just a tree. I'd made a mistake. I guess I should mention I was thoroughly baked. Then out of the shadows, I saw it myself. It was Willie Nelson and Snoop, his jolly old elf. And a man who was grinning and wearing a hoodie. I knew in an instant it was good old Saint Woody. I knew by their manner and the lovely aroma that they'd all brought me something to cure my glaucoma. And I heard them exclaim as the light bathed them dimly, "Bill, you fucking stoner, let us in, you don't have a chimney." We lit up a joint and ate a pot brownie and soon were as high as a young Robert Downey. When out on the lawn I heard such a crash, I ran to the toilet to flush all our stash. I looked out the peephole and what did I spot? The chief of police and 8 hungry cops. And then in a twinkling I heard overhead a fully armed SWAT team. I thought we were dead. Then in they all flew like geese through a fog. They barked out commands and shot my poor dog. But he'll be okay. They were after a pothead who matched my description. But I reached in my pocket and pulled out my prescription. They looked at it closely. They began to whine and to grouse, but they knew they had nothing. So I said, get out of my house. I said, you don't have a warrant. You don't have a writ. Happy 420 to all, and to all some good shit. Okay.
All right, that was a clip from a past Real Time with Bill Maher episode talking about 420. Obviously, Bill Maher is a huge advocate and a stoner himself, so I thought it was very appropriate to play that little clip. Very funny and very true. Also, in that set, I got a Spanish song. The band's called Ska P, and the song is Cannabis. It's a little international flair for you. And then Grim Hymn and the Horrors, Corpses Fertilize My Weed. That was the first song I heard by them, and I fell in love. Great song, great band. Too bad they are no longer. And then leading off the set, Mad Caddies with Distress, another huge stoner song and stoner band. But that is it. I got no more weed to smoke with you. I'm so sorry. I'm out. I gotta go restock. Yeah, not quite. Not quite. I do have one more tune for you, but I want to thank you for joining me, all you new stoners, old stoners, former stoners, and every stoner in between for joining me this show. It's a very special one. I love doing it every year, and I got a great song. It's not necessarily punk, but it really does fit the celebration. It is Dr. Hook, I Got Stoned and I Missed It, coming at ya. And until next week, see ya.
I was sitting in my basement. I just rolled myself a taste of something green and gold and glorious to get me through the day. Then my friend yelled through the transom, grab your coat and get your hat, son. There's a nut down on the corner giving dollar bills away. But I laid around a bit and I had another hit, and I wrote myself a bomber. Then I thought about my mama. Then I fooled around, played around, jacked around a while, and the end. I got stoned and I missed it. I got stoned and I missed it. I got stoned and it rolled right by, rolled right on by. I got stoned and I missed it. I got stoned and I missed it. I got stoned. Oh me, oh my. Now it took 7 months of virgin just to get that local virgin with the sweet face up to my place to fool around a bit. The next day she woke up rosy and she snuggled up so cozy. When she asked me how I liked it, Lord, it hurt me to admit. I was stoned and I missed it. I was stoned and I was stoned. And it rolled right by. Where'd it go? I was stoned and I missed it. I was stoned and I missed it. I was stoned. Oh me, oh my.
making no excuses for the many things I uses just to sweeten my relationships and brighten up my day. But when my earthly race is over and I'm ready for the clover and they ask me how my life has been, I guess I'll have to say I was stoned and I missed it. I was stoned and I missed it. I was stoned and rolled right by. I was stoned.
Condition.